The Optimist.
I have a bad memory. My longtime friends will tell me stories about myself from our high school days, and I enjoy the stories as if they are about someone else. When I go to a restaurant I've been to many times before, I'll forget what I like and dislike on the menu. Sometimes, when I'm watching TV, I'll start flipping around the channels during a commercial break, and I'll forget what show I was watching. Admittedly, this might not be my memory's fault. I watch some pretty forgettable crap. Ever get in the shower and wash your hair twice? Ever forget what street you parked your car on? Ever forget when your father died? I had to Google it. It was 2002. I'm especially bad with names. If you're a casual acquaintance of mine, and I run into you downtown, there's an 89% chance that while I'm nodding and smiling at you during our conversation, I'll have no idea what your name is. If you're a man, and I greet you with a variation of, "Hey dude," then I have no idea what your name is. If you're a woman, and I greet you with a friendly, "Hey there," then I have no idea what your name is. Please pepper a few hints into the conversation as subtly as possible. A couple of suggestions. "Hey Tom, have I ever shown you my driver's license?" Or maybe, "Hello Tom, do you remember my name?" Also, please note that while you're talking to me and I'm busy trying to recall your name, I'm not listening to what you're saying, because I'm busy trying to recall your name. Which makes it 100 times more likely that I won't recall what you said later, because I didn't hear it in the first place. Also note that I'm not paying attention to what I'm saying either, which explains why I say so many stupid things. I'm also bad with numbers. I'm a huge Lost fan, but I don't know what that notorious sequence of digits is. I know it starts with 18, possibly has a 42 in it. I'm on the radio right now, and honest to God, I don't know what frequency this station broadcasts at. I've owned a cell phone for almost 5 years, but I still keep my number written down in my trusty notebook in case anyone asks me for it. License plate? No way. Social security number? Sometimes. Those extra digits they added to my zip code over 2 decades ago? No. You know that old carpenter's adage, measure twice and cut once? Well, I measure thrice, and as an extra measure, I write it down. I still mess up the cut, but that's because I'm a terrible carpenter. Can't blame the old noggin for everything. I've forgotten so much of my 36 years. Events, conversations, entire human beings. It makes me assume that what I do remember must be worth remembering. But I have retained memories of so much useless crap. Fido Dido t-shirts, episodes of Beans Baxter, Darren McGavin's Firebird 2015 AD, the paperback novelization of Top Gun I bought at the supermarket when I was 13. Why are these things squatting on my precious mental real estate when I can barely recall my first 3 or 4 girlfriends? Why do I remember a kid with really dry hands from first grade, but I forget what I had for dinner 2 nights ago? My memory is selective, randomly discerning, and a mystery to me. I forget his name. I forgot her birthday. I forget how much it cost. Time drifts by, phone calls are not returned, emails remain unwritten. Do I not remember things because they're unimportant to me? Is it a bona fide medical condition? Am I just a mentally lazy person? I don't know. Is it getting worse? Do I have too much RAM and not enough hard drive? Did the preceding sentence come out sounding a little dirty? I don't know that either. But I do know this. I might forget you someday. Your name and face and everything about you. But I need you to remember me. What I've liked and who I've loved and where I've lived and what I've done. In case I forget and need a reminder.